The wave of infection here from COVID-19 is being pushed down, and the peak could be lower and further away than expected, according to the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan. With a further 370 cases of coronavirus confirmed yesterday, bringing the total here to 5,364, Dr. Houlihan urged people to continue social distancing, and in particular to stay home for Easter. Speaking later on the Clare Byrne Live programme, Dr. Colm Henry, the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, said it was too early to know if the rate of infection here was within the capacity of the hospital system to cope.
There have been some positive trends emerging the past few days. It is too early to say if those trends will pay the dividends we want them to say. That is to say, stem the growth of this virus so much that our hospital system and our healthcare system will be able to withstand. It's too early to say. We have definitely bent the curve. We need to bend it more.
Let's talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Good morning, Fergal. First of all, perhaps you might bring us up to date with the latest information to emerge from yesterday evening's briefing and some further information that you have acquired from internal documents in relation to all of this.
Well, the latest figures show that coronavirus cases, they are growing at an unsustainable rate, and it is greater than the capacity of the health system to deal with it if it keeps going this way. So the numbers need to reduce. Now, we have seen 169 patients admitted to intensive care units. So those figures were issued last night. But the number of people in intensive care, it's not growing at the rate we saw in the early days of the outbreak. So, I mean, there are positive elements to that. But obviously, for each individual in intensive care, it's an incredibly challenging, serious and uncertain time. So we're aware of that. Also, 33 people have recovered from intensive care. So that's also good news. In relation to the latest cases, well, we see 1,263 involve healthcare staff. So that really does remain a particular concern. Now, new figures which we've seen show that Beaumont Hospital in Dublin has the largest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19. It has 133 cases. That's as of 2 o'clock yesterday. And it's followed by St. James's with 95, and the Mater with 87. And then outside of Dublin, Cavan has 34 confirmed cases in the hospital. Limerick has 33. These figures are contained in an internal operational document issued by the HSE to key staff, which has been seen by RTE News. And that shows us that nationally, there are 829 patients in hospitals with confirmed COVID-19 cases.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this very specific appeal that Dr. Houlihan made yesterday evening for people to stay at home this Easter. There's some concern, is there, that the holiday weekend, and particularly if the weather's good, could prompt people to head out and leave their homes and perhaps increase the risk of spreading the virus.
Yes, I mean, there's a couple of elements to that. The weather is improving, people can see it, and temperatures are rising, and we are heading into the Easter bank holiday weekend when traditionally people would travel. And I mean, we hear of cases where people are possibly planning to travel to second homes. So I asked him about this at yesterday's briefing, and his advice really is for people to stick to the rules that are in place, that they remain at home, that they don't travel, that they have patience, because this is important. There's also the issue that the Gardaí currently, it appears, don't have the powers in place to implement those rules, and that it's highly possible that people would seek to travel around the country, across the country, down the country, if the weather is very, very good, with a bank holiday weekend. So there's a danger there that some of the gains that have been achieved could be lost if large numbers of people were to travel in good weather.
Well, now, the National Public Health Emergency Team, which I think Dr. Houlihan chairs, it's meeting today, and it'll meet again on Friday to consider various matters. Let's just talk about one or two of them. First of all, this question of providing childcare for health workers. There was a promise some weeks ago that the government would move on this. The Taoiseach says he is ready to go. They are ready to push the button, as it were, but they're waiting for clearance from NPHET. Is that right?
That's true. I mean, this was mooted about 3 or 4 weeks ago, actually, but it's not in place yet. And we've heard some nurses talking about the fact that they're facing bills of, say, about €110 a day for child mining. So it is a difficulty. Now, the government has indicated that there is funding available. It wants public health clearance from the National Public Health Emergency Team on it. So the National Public Health Emergency Team will meet this morning, and it'll discuss a number of issues, including this. People might ask, well, why is the Public Health Emergency Team getting involved in this? But there'd have to be safety issues to be dealt with here. Mm-hmm. If, for example, a large group of children relating to healthcare staff were being minded in the same area, you'd have to make sure that that's safe, because 1,263 cases of COVID-19 involve healthcare staff. So there are measures that would have to be recommended. So we'd be looking to the Public Health Emergency Team to come up with recommendations there, and it'll advise government.
And just very quickly, Fergal, I don't know if there is any further information on this, but the commitment that was made to try and provide accommodation for healthcare workers, perhaps who are living in more crowded conditions, so that too could reduce the risk of infection between health workers, who still remain a very high proportion of those who contract the virus.
I think that's been built on. I mean, a lot of these measures we hear about, they take time to put in place. I mean, the suggestion was there are such a large number of hotel rooms available around the country that those could be utilised, where staff wouldn't be forced to break their current accommodation, but those could be utilised to help them. Some of the figures that are in that report I was talking about earlier that we've seen are quite positive. So the day-on-day percentage increase in cases is really interesting. I was looking at that a short time ago. So yesterday, the day-on-day increase on the previous day of cases was up 8.5%. But if you look at in early March, we were seeing percentage day-on-day increases, in some cases of 62%, March the 12th for that number. So there are positives here, but it's still very, very early days. And we haven't started at all, really, to start to move up towards the peak of this outbreak.
So when NPHET meets, as I say, this week, it will also presumably consider the current restrictions. They are due to expire at the weekend. It'll be offering further advice to the government on presumably continuing those and perhaps bringing in further restrictions, or maybe relaxing some at some point.
Well, Dr. Tony Houlihan did say, you know, that on Friday then the National Public Health Emergency Team will meet. But at this point, he's not expecting any significant lifting or changes. There may be some relaxation in some areas, but it sounds to me that that's quite modest. And I think if anyone is expecting that from Easter Sunday, when the current measures, you know, expire, as it were, that somehow they'll be lifted, that clearly isn't going to happen. I think You'd have to think that we have many, many more weeks in place of the measures, and they'll only be they'll be kept in place for as long as they have to be and no longer. And that's to quote Dr. Tony Houlihan last night, but they won't be lifted any earlier, given the dangers in lifting restrictions and what could happen.
Very good, Fergal Byers, thank you very much indeed for that.